Here's a man in Los Angeles.
They are getting pretty ridiculous. I suppose they have been for a while now, but it just seems to be getting higher and higher.
U.S. population growth has slowed to just 0.7% in the last 2 years.
We have lower rates of immigration to the United States. People are putting off getting married and having children. Younger people are sort of putting their lives on hold. Many of them are living with their parents, waiting to get jobs.
Brookings Institution demographer William Fry, it is a tricky balance. More workers are needed to feed the entitlement programs for an aging population, but overpopulation is also a stinging nettle. Beware the texts of your life. If the relationship falls apart, tweets are like little boomerangs.
Don't text your spouse, because you're going to see it in court, and it's going to come out different than you intended it, and you won't even recognize how bad it is until you see it in front of a judge.
Divorce lawyer Ken Altshuler says what you have written, even in thoughtless haste, sure has legs. Mitt Romney in Ohio trying to blunt the advance of Rick Santorum.
I don't believe it's appropriate for us to keep raising the debt ceiling every year. He voted 5 times to raise the debt ceiling without getting compensating cuts in spending.
Santorum said President Obama's radical environmental agenda has hurt the U.S. capacity to produce its own energy. Junior high students in Tivoli, Texas, said enough already with the mac and cheese or whatever was on the menu day after day after day. The students said, give us options, variety, even salads. Boycott was a vocabulary word in history class. They put it to work in the lunchroom. This is CBS News.
I'm talking with Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. How would you define the quality of the scanner?
The temporal scanner is the only thermometer that has been rigorously tested by thousands of hospitals with more than 40 peer-reviewed published studies attesting to its accuracy.
What about the value of the product?
The peace of mind from knowing that your family's health is well protected is priceless.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner, changing the way the world takes temperature, available at Target and other fine retailers.
Exxon and Mobil have a little something in our gasoline that can make a big difference for all you drivers out there. Actually, it's smaller than little. It's tiny. Microscopic, even. We're talking about a molecule, a complex molecule that, when added to gasoline, helps remove deposits that build up on your intake valves and helps keep fuel injectors clean. So your car runs cleaner. Smart gasoline. It's just one more way Exxon and Mobil make gasoline work harder for you.
50 years ago today, John Glenn became the first American to orbit the planet.
It happens with many historical figures. John Glenn says he's heard thousands of stories from people who tell him exactly where they were when he flew Friendship 7. And after 50 years, he says it doesn't get old.
It was a low period in the country. It was the depths of the Cold War, and I think that we were sort of able to be part of that, coming back out of that, and people remember those days. And they're proud of what the country was able to do back then, and so am I.
Mercury astronauts were heroes, celebrities, and Glenn says whatever he lost in terms of privacy along the way was not nearly as much as he received from the American people in return. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
At an estate sale in Kettering, Ohio, a couple of World War II Japanese hand grenades, the kind with the string for the trigger, and the string had gotten pretty raggedy. The police bomb squad came to check them out, decided they might be live. And sure enough, in an open field, they went boom. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician for Ford. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change.
The works includes an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate at your local Ford dealer.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
An idea is born, but your team lives worlds apart. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy way to meet online and face-to-face with high-definition video. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, share screens in real time, and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
In just a few minutes, we're going to get in the Wayback Machine and go circling the globe with John Glenn.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
Back to the days of yesteryear. Hey, you know who's going to narrate it? Ed Herlihy is going to narrate the little clip from the past. Ed Herlihy, he did a lot of that narration stuff. Hi, you're Bill. This is Talking Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYMS, your news station. We'll have a news update from Cal Coast News. I'll be doing it. And then we got lots of stuff to talk about. And then we got some music today. And then Chris Boddy, I believe it is, our jazzist today. And then other stuff. So that's what's going on right there. Right now, though, because the California Technic Poly Mustanger Poly people rolled over the Oklahoma State with three victories, we need to acknowledge that. Good. Hey, you know what? Welcome to another week of Talk is Cheap, the Friends and Neighbors Network, where old senile Bill tries to keep it all together. Hear that? Okay, that's not a good sound. Wait, there it is. That's it. That's a better sound. Can we try again? California Polytechnic State University Mustangs, three-game sweep. And we want to congratulate them on that.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henney. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
It's embarrassing. Technically, I went from as good as it got to as bad as it gets. It just happened over a course of years, and then I find myself very upset. Let me tell you what's going on today. Our highlight history, well, it's not that upset, but you're upset to a point. Not to a point that I'm going to stop right now. All right, here we go. Our highlight history, according to the Tribune, on February 20th in 1792, President George Washington signed an act creating the U.S. Post Office, and we're going to find out what the President Washington liked to have for breakfast. I'm serious. I got a story about that. Today, I have to admit, I had egg McNutton. I didn't have any breakfast. 1839, Congress prohibited dueling in the District of Columbia after some other incidents. 2003, fire broke out during a rock concert at the Station nightclub in West Warwick, Rhode Island, killing 100 people, injuring about 200 others. 1 year ago, Kobe Bryant won his record-tying fourth All-Star Game MVP award. Our birthdays today, born today, fashion designer Gloria Vanderbilt is 88, rock musician Jay Giles is 66 of the Jay Giles Band, newspaper heiress Patricia Hearst is 58, and singer Rihanna is 24. Happy birthday to them and to you if it's your birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
Smokin' Moe's Barbecue is the barbecue you're going to love every time you put it in your mouth. Filthy Phil's ribs, sweet Carolina pork ribs, barbecued rib combo, barbecued half chicken, barbecue sampler, and Moe's Chipotle lime tacos are just a few of the things that are just absolutely wonderful at Moe's Smokehouse Barbecue. Plus, of course, they have all the other great things, like they got burgers, they got cheeseburgers, they got Moe burgers, Carolina burgers, barbecue chicken breast and Carolina chicken, California chicken and garden burgers, not to mention shredded pork, shredded chicken, shredded beef, tri-tip sandwiches. And they also have, of course, salads, too. They have a barbecue chopped chicken salad, Caesar salad, tri-tip salad, Calypso salad, Moe's Cobb salad, and green salad, so you can eat one of each of those. And then, don't forget the homemade sides. They have Moe's homemade sides, homemade potato chips, killer garlic fries, sweet potato fries, seasoned fries, beer-battered onion rings, fried green tomatoes, Grandpa Tom's barbecue beans, pantry coleslaw, potato salad, three corn muffins with honey butter, garlic bread, and they also have a children's menu, and they also have dessert, too. So you cannot go wrong when you go to Moe's. Go to Moe's on the corner of Osos and Monterey. Go to Moe's on Pomeroy and Pismo Beach, and you'll be asking for Moe. Moe Barbecue, please.
Here's the news. Another action-filled adventure.
Okay. There we go. It's slowly winding up. And I tried to time it out, but it didn't time out at all. There we go. We're going to go up into space with John Glenn as we the world thrilled all those years ago. 50 years ago. Yeah, it was a long time back. And the Cold War was going on, and they had launched Sputnik and everything, you know, and we were feeling like, oh, my God, we got to have something to get the Ruskies with. And so, John, this was a big deal. You have no idea. This is a big deal because a lot of our rockets prior to John Glenn actually making it had exploded and screwed up. Maybe if I re-click on it. Maybe if I just try to start again. Maybe that would help it. All right, here we go. Here we go. And Space Triumph. There we go. Space Triumph. Here we go. Space Triumph.
That's not it. That's not even the right thing.
Let's try it one more time. Here we go. All right.
Five hours before he is destined to take a giant stride into history, Colonel John H. Glenn Jr. squeezes into his spacesuit. His smiling face belies the 10 postponements of his flight that have kept him grounded. This morning, the weather over Cape Canaveral and in the pickup areas is better, and there's an air of optimism as the colonel walks to the gantry elevator. Carrying his now familiar portable air conditioner, Glenn prepares to go to the 11th deck as clocks point to 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The skies are beginning to lighten, and a cool north wind rustles across the cape. Colonel's date with destiny comes 10 months after the Russians claimed an orbital flight by Yuri Gagarin, and less than a year after Alan Shepard blazed a suborbital trail for the U.S. This is the climax of 3 years of training. This is the moment when the eyes of the world turn to Cape Canaveral.
This is news music.
The Russian orbits were in a thick fog of secrecy. The United States stands or falls in the white-hot glare of worldwide publicity. In the capsule atop the Atlas missile, the colonel will be strapped to a contoured couch. Once in flight, the Mercury will be tilted so that the astronaut will ride backwards. The seconds tick off as his rendezvous with space approaches. The hatch cover causes a slight delay when a defective bolt is discovered. Then, millions are moved to silent prayer. From the Atlas, blasted off by 360,000 pounds of thrust, carries the Mercury gracefully skyward. The Friendship 7, climbing rapidly out of the Earth's atmosphere, exerts a pressure of 6 times the force of gravity on the astronaut. Loud and clear, he reports back to Mercury Control, reading off his instruments, commenting on his reactions, all as coolly and calmly as if he was commuting on the 827. Glenn is able to control the yaw and pitch of the vehicle himself. Now comes the moment when the Mercury is turned so that Glenn will be seated facing backwards. He checks with ground control.
Roger, zero-G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
Roger, turnaround has started.
Capsule turning around, and I could see the booster during turnaround just a couple of hundred yards behind me. It was beautiful.
Roger, 7, you have a go, at least 7 orbits.
Roger, understand go for at least 7 orbits.
Actual pictures of Glenn in the capsule will give scientists the opportunity to study his reactions as he passes over the Canary Islands, Africa, the Indian Ocean, Australia, back across the Pacific and over the United States. He speeds at 17,500 miles an hour, reaching a high point of 160 miles and a low altitude of 99 miles. Each of the three orbits takes about 90 minutes. Three times the Colonel sees the sun rise within a period of 4 hours and 56 minutes. Three times around the globe for a trip of 81,000 miles before he re-enters the Earth's atmosphere, a shield protecting the astronaut from the intense heat. The carrier Randolph is the command ship in the pickup area, but Glenn, instructed not to jettison his retro rockets, land short of the carrier. Ground instruments indicated his heat shield was loose, and he was instructed to hold onto his rocket bank to help hold the shield in place. Right at hand, however, is the destroyer NOAA, and she speeds to the capsule to take the vehicle and pilot aboard. Despite a few shaky moments among ground control personnel, Glenn is down, hale and hearty. With support cables attached, a pincer-like crane will lift the Friendship 7 aboard. Of a saga. The now famous Friendship 7 is safely lashed to the deck of the destroyer, and the crew prepares to help Glenn from the capsule. First, they attempt to help the Colonel from his complex prison through the upper exit in the mouth. They encounter difficulties, and so it is decided to blow off the escape hatch cover. First glimpse of the conquering hero, Colonel John H. Glenn. He left his footprints among the stars. He has a grin as wide as the path he blazed as he rests briefly before being flown to the carrier Randolph by helicopter. He is lifted aboard in a maneuver that looks more dangerous than the flight itself. Takes him to the Randolph for a debriefing and examinations by medical men. The copter no sooner touches down on deck than Glenn gets a preview of the congratulations that are still to come. On every hand there is jubilation. On every side, smiles and cheers. He signs over his precious log and instruments to the National Space Administration. From here, he goes to Grand Turk Island for further rest before the deluge. A deluge of honors a proud country waits to bestow on a brave man.
Not brave with the monkey we sent up before him, but nonetheless, a brave man, nonetheless, right there, John Glenn. So today's our 50th anniversary. It happened on this very day, the 20th. And so we'll be back because we're going to do some news from CalCoastNews.com.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
All right, CalCoastNews.com, your news station. As soon as the screen unfreezes here, we're going to the computer. Boy, this thing is really causing a grief today, aren't they? I'm having fun, though. That's the important part. Is that as long as you're having fun, that's what matters. Is that what they say? Thanks. All right, let's talk about what's going on at CalCoastNews.com as of this moment. City officials throughout San Luis Obispo County regularly vote to appoint themselves to local boards that pay stipends to attend meetings, a practice that a Fair Political Practices Commission staffer says violates conflict of interest laws. Statewide, city council members and mayors get paid to sit on sanitation, air, fire, and water boards. Proponents of the practice contend the stipends of usually between $100 and $200 a meeting is insignificant. Opponents of the practice contend it violates state political laws. Fair Political Practices Commission staff member Gary S. Wynuck, I hope I'm saying that right, chief of enforcement has concluded that the votes violate state political law, the L.A. Times said. Rather than fine the council members, he issued letters to 40 of them in Orange County, telling them to stop and to doing what they're doing. He agreed that the money is not the issue, is not significant enough to warrant prosecution and penalties, at least not yet, he said. The full commission is slated to discuss the issue on March 15th. Right there. So much for all the little stipends and what was it they get there. Dude, on the boards and everything. All right. All right, now, Morro Bay City Council voted 3-2 last week to ask its city attorney to draft a regulation to advance smoking in all outdoor public places. Both Mayor Bill Yates and Councilman George League voted against having City Attorney Rob Schultz draft the proposed regulations. Yates said a ban on sidewalk smoking would not be visitor-friendly. Supporters of the ban pointed at protecting public health and keeping cigarette butts out of the reach of kids. Currently, San Luis Obispo is the only municipality in the county that bans smoking outdoors in all public places, though the task of the Rio Grande bans smoking in recreational areas. Statewide, 56 cities and counties have enacted outdoor comprehensive smoking bans. Morro Bay's draft ordinance is scheduled to go back in front of the council on March 20th. To smoke or not to smoke? That was the question. All right, other things happen in our world. Congresswoman Lois Capps is one of four California Democrats whose congressional seat is considered competitive, according to the Cook Political Report. Configuration of Capps' 23rd congressional district changed during recent reapportionment, and having been a relatively safe district for Democrats, other California minority party incumbents faced with a dogfighter Jim Costa, John Garamendi, and Jerry McNerney. Republicans facing serious threats include Dan Lundgren, Gary Miller, Brian Bilbey, Jeff Dunham, and Mary Bono. Many of the 13 California districts are currently held by incumbents. The Cook Report is considered to be an objective analysis of national political trends, according to the B. That's what it's reported to be. So it said. All right, now, I have another story that we're going to go on here. All right, now, this, I don't know. Can they use a phony ID? When they do these sting operations for alcohol, are they allowed to use a phony ID, or do they have to use a regular ID? Because in this case, in Morro Bay, it's just, I don't know what they're thinking about over there in Morro Bay. Okay? They like Morro Bay a lot, but here we go. This is checks at 8 Morro Bay businesses were cited for selling alcohol to a minor as part of a decoy operation conducted on Thursday. Agents with the California Alcohol and Beverage Control and Morro Bay PD instructed an underage decoy to provide the proper identification if asked by store clerks. So she had her proper, I guess, identification. Officers gave clerks at the Morro Bay Valero, AMPM, Mobile Lighthouse Liquor, Bella Vinos, Lucky Seven Market, Del Mar Market, and the Port misdemeanor citations for allegedly selling alcohol to a minor. If you're a minor and you want to drink, I would suggest Morro Bay. Qualifications. It would seem that that's a place out of wake. Really good. They also, I don't think we got to the story last weekend. Maybe they raided the massage parlors, and that's all anybody was doing was massaging. And so that's, you know, the right parts. So that was fascinatingly surprising, I think, too. I mean, but anyway, good news on the whole. All right, let's see. Let's get to this last thing I want to tell you about, which I will get to as soon as I can get to it, as soon as it comes up, which it's going to in just a second. Here we go. Now, Gary Freiberg has decided that he wants to stop the Los Osos sewer a little late in the game here, but what the hey. So he has a article here, opinion, on the opinion page by Gary that goes on about all the households that are going to have to pay all this insane amount of money, $300 monthly in sewer expenses. And so the San Luis Obispo, I'll paraphrase somebody said, San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors have chosen to be political parents who don't want to hear any more about it. They have made up their mind to build the $190 million sewer, and that's it. Other than a few questions to Bruce Gibson from Frank Meacham, what to a lot of households, this redirection of funds will have economic consequences for everybody. San Luis Obispo County, that's what they're saying. And in the middle of the story, we got somebody talking about it. So let's talk to somebody on the phone. Habib?
Well, that wasn't exactly what I was calling about, actually.
What are you calling? I'm in the middle of the newscast here. What are you doing?
Although I am so tired of hearing about the Los Osos sewer. am.
I have to say, and this is what he's saying in a way. He's saying, you know what, everybody, we finally put everybody sick of it. But the problem is we're all going to end up paying $300 a month. I have to admit, I'd be pretty flipped out if I had to all of a sudden start paying $300 a month at sewer bills.
I'd be, like, moving.
Here's the problem. That is the problem. You know, you have a depressed economy, you have a depressed real estate market, you have people, and here's the thing. I mean, there's seniors and stuff living in these areas. They're not way in the world that they can handle $300 a month in sewer bills. I mean,
yeah.
You're just basically saying to a bunch of people, especially the elderly, goodbye.
Yeah, it really reminds me of something that a retired fireman that I really respected shared with me at a dinner we were both attending. Is whether you see it, your glass is half full or half empty, you're still living on half the money you used to make.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's just nuts. It's just, that's a lot of money. You know? And you get, and you see, and then
but
what happens,
you know,
is you get people that, like the older people, that a lot of them paid off their mortgage, you know, so they're like, they're good to go with that. They still have property tax they pay, but a lot of them stayed in the same home, so they don't have tons of that to pay.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they can manage on Social Security and maybe some retirement, but all of us, $300 is a whammy.
A lot of people of the generation just before ours actually had the misimpression you could live on Social Security. That was my mother-in-law's retirement plan. It didn't work out with a hoot.
But actually a lot of people from, and the other thing that's happened, of course, in recent times is either by hook or by crook, and unfortunately by crook in a lot of cases, people have invested their money thinking everything was going to be okay, and it hasn't been okay at all.
I had a deferred compensation thing, you know, IRA. It went from just under $250,000 to $2,800 overnight. Well, not overnight, but in the one quarter.
Okay, but here's what they're saying. People that bought bank certificates of deposit, they expected a reasonable return on their dough. Now those things are going in the toilet. So
what about the people that invested in GM preferred stock?
Well, all that. I mean, you know.
And all of a sudden, that was not worth the paper it was printed on.
Yeah, part of this thing is really an issue of, you know, there's people you might say, well, you were just irresponsible and you didn't plan right for your retirement if you thought Social Security was going to do it. But there's a whole lot of other people these days that, you know, they planned on other things and they just got taken right to the showers.
And one thing that was always solid as a rock was CalPERS, and all of a sudden I'm reading disturbing stories about CalPERS.
Right, exactly right.
Dang.
Exactly right. Well, I've told my story. You know, I took the last of any money I had in the whole wide world after I lost it the first time, and I invested in Bear Stearns, figuring they'd been around for 250 years. How bad could they be? And then two weeks later, they went goodbye.
So, dang.
I think they were waiting for my money. I think they were saying, as soon as Bill deposits his money, we're going to go belly
up. I operate under the same cloud.
So anyway,
that was really cool listening to that, all that Jean Glenn.
You know, remember that? That's the fun. That's the stuff we used to go to when you go to the theater, you know, to see cartoons or whatever. They'd have that all dramatic stuff there in the middle with the music and everything, you know.
Oh, we had a cool English teacher whose name escapes me at the moment. She put in for they had TVs that the teachers could have the TVs brought by the audiovisual department into the classroom.
Oh, right.
And she brought it in for that, so we sat in class and watched the whole thing.
Actually,
it was,
if you remember,
well,
if you now this is interesting. I remember in Jersey where they had film things available, and then the person that was considered somewhat of a brainiac in the class, you know, he knew how to operate it. It was a special deal if you could operate the film projector there.
Well, being on the AV crew I was on that crew because it was easy money, but that was like taking a shop.
A nerd's paradise.
Well, yeah, actually, lazy guys, and it was, and plus, you were very popular when you showed up at the door with your little cart that had the Don Howell on it. You know, the whole class would applaud. You
that's
know?
Right. Anything besides having to do what you're supposed to. In
yeah,
class.
Good time. You know,
exactly. Right.
Then I got to do it at the in the auditorium too, on the big.
Oh really?
What do they call those? What do they call those?
The big screen. I guess.
Cathode? It was an electric. Arc lift that thing.
Really?
Oh yeah, it was cool. You had to. It had a little window you could look in there through a what was essentially like a welder's mask window.
Uh-huh.
And you had to keep it a certain distance apart because there was steel on one side and carbon on the other or something. and the carbon side would burn down.
Right.
And so you had to move, but you had to move both knobs at once, or the film would go out of focus, and everybody in the auditorium would start stomping the ground and stuff, you know.
You know, this is interesting because Jim D was on Friday, and he was talking about how now at the Palm they have to go from, 16-millimeter, whatever film they use, now they're going to have to switch over to digital because...
I think it's 32. Yeah, I was talking to Larry Rodkey, who owns the Fair Oaks and operates the drive-in,
uh-huh.
and he's gone totally digital.
Yeah, that's the...
No more big cans of film, you know... And he is, and Larry is one of like two licensed projectionists in this county, and it doesn't mean he's one of two people that can run a projector. He's one of two people that can fix a projector.
Now, here's what's interesting. I wonder if this is going to happen though down the road. I would imagine that there'll be film available, especially kind of some of the older stuff, and it'll be a treat kind of to see an old film. You know, it'll be done once in a while, and it'll be a treat to see an old film if they can keep the equipment. It's kind of like putting your old – it's like, you know, everybody says that the stereo records are much better than CDs as far as –
Yeah, I don't – I guess my hearing was damaged from all the rock and roll I listened to,
yeah.
but I've heard that from friends that say that the LP is still the superior sound. I can't tell. All I hear is a because I never did know how to take care of my LPs.
No, but that's I have to admit, my ears couldn't tell the difference either. But so they say.
Wasn't John Glenn the guy when he was asked by a reporter, "What were you thinking about during the countdown?" He says, "I was thinking about the fact that every piece of this rocket was built by the lowest bidder."
That's right. I remember that. And you know, the interesting. I was going to say one other thing about where I'm going to go backwards again. The interesting thing when the CD players first came out and the commercial models that radio stations used, you know, they obviously had to make them easily accessible for engineers to get in there and screw them up.
Yeah.
And so, but one of the, so then what came out was, and I believe that this was. Don't hold me to this, but it might have been Richard Carpenter, as in the Carpenter's fame.
Uh-huh.
Richard Carpenter came up with a way to do production that made everything sound much better. It was a simple technique, and then everybody was in Billboard magazine. Everybody read it, and they started doing it, and it was amazing, you know, what it did. It's like, you know, it was one of the people that was in music, not programming, that realized that if you increase the speed of your records by about 10%, and you're playing rock and roll, that you got more listenership than other people did. So everybody's turntables were adjusted about 10% fast.
So that's why when you hear an oldie today, it sounds like they're playing it too slow.
Yes, and the other thing that's interesting is that when the CDs came out, they and I have no idea where this was, rumor, whatever it was, but people started doing it. They said if you took either a red or a blue magic marker and you put a mark on the edge of the CD, that somehow it absorbs some of the light that you didn't want or some dang thing, and it would sound better. So anyway, all the program directors in the world are sitting there, you know, coloring their CDs, thinking this is awesome. It could have been.
Remember how in the early 70s, if you walk into a home and you see a million-dollar-looking, I'll call her back. You see what looks like $1 million stereo component system?
Right, right.
That's how you knew this was a Vietnam veterans home.
Yeah, really.
And we all had those. But I'd been out of circulation so long that my investment was all in 8-track.
Oh, was it?
And 8-track was histoire. We already, you know, the real world had long since gone to cassettes.
Right, right. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, we watch. I tried to talk people out of buying Blu-ray because obviously the next obvious thing is either the people that have computer access through their TV are going to be able to computer access movies, which they can do now, or I'm sure the next thing, I'm guessing this, I haven't read it, but I would imagine the next thing coming along would be memory cards, and so movies will just be on memory cards, and you'll have a little slot in your TV like you have in your printer, and you'll stick a movie in there on a little card.
Theaters, movie theaters like Fair Oaks Theater, the movies come over the net. And he's got an app on his laptop.
Right.
Or not
right.
Laptop, it's a desktop.
Well, you know, the TVs you can buy now, you can say, I want it to be computer compatible.
Yeah.
And so you can do that. So people that, you know, go to have Netflix and all that kind of stuff, they can stream what they're getting on their TV.
Yeah, we have that. And also the Wii.
Yeah.
We get Netflix through the Wii.
Okay.
And then play it on the flat screen.
When I had to make a decision to buy a TV, if it was any one more thing that was something I didn't know about, I said I don't want it.
Yeah, I'm kind of that way too, but but unfortunately, you know, 9 times out of 10, it turns out to be the new thing.
I know, but look at the problems I'm having here, for God's sake. So it's like, you know, just leave it alone.
Yeah, I actually got pulled over and at risk of a citation, a cop forced me to unplug. I had a little light show thing that was run by the stereo in my car. That there were green, red, and blue lights for the different octaves.
Uh-huh.
And I had it across the back window, and it reflected enough into the car that it was pretty entertaining. But the LAPD officer involved indicated to me it was a little too entertaining for the other drivers.
You know what's interesting?
Get rid of it, and I won't write you.
I was going to say, it's amazing what's available and what you can't use in the state of California. You'd think California would somehow be car-wise sort of
cutting edge, yeah.
kind of hip, but we're not. You know, so I don't know if anymore. I don't. You know, the people that were doing the blue fluorescent lights under the car,
yeah,
which
that's
I thought was cool too. But anyway, I don't know if you can still do that. You can't have the. There's a company that makes little LED lights that you can put on your tire valves, and so they spin. You know, when your tire spins, it looks like a continuous circle of light.
Oh, how cool!
Well, those are illegal in California also.
Well, the LED lights during the time I was driving over the road, LED lights had just hit, and the guys that like to spend a fortune on their trucks, because after all, it was their home.
Right.
We're all excited because all of a sudden you didn't have to have a Super Duty alternator.
Well, and truckers
have 10 times as many lights.
I was going to say, truckers, I guess, was there any rules in the whole world about trucks as far as what lights you can have on a truck?
Oh, there's more rules than anybody. It's almost totally officer discretion.
Really?
You piss off the cop and he writes you a ticket. You know.
He's probably not happy about being out in the cold writing a ticket anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I was so pleased with myself because I got out of a ticket, and I was speeding. There was no question. I was exceeding. And he was so tickled when I was able to prove that the story I gave him about why I was running behind schedule, I could prove, because he and cops are really good at follow-up questions. Let me see your logbook. Let me see the receipt for that repair work.
Right.
And you could just see it come across him. He was so tickled to discover I wasn't lying to him, he cut me loose.
If I was, this is why they're never going to hire me for the CHP, especially because I'm way too old now. But the deal is that I would, because you have that loudspeaker, right? I'd pull a car over and I'd say, please get out of the car and come back to the window of my patrol car and
so
bring your license and registration.
Here,
yeah, and then I'll just say right to then, and you get back in your car, and that'd be it. What do I have to get out of my car for? Heck with that.
Well,
he's a guy that broke. He's a guy that broke the law.
Job. I am so paranoid. Can you imagine how many times a day he has to walk up on a strange car full of strangers?
And
wonder if they've got 17 pistols pointed at him.
Well, that's what a lot of times nowadays.
I couldn't do. My son's best friend went on to CHP just about the same time that my son went on the fire department, and I've been watching the change come over his friend. From having spent his whole life getting lied to.
Really?
Everybody lies.
Of course they do.
Particularly CHPs. Everybody lies to them. They assume you're lying. And it's a logical assumption. Completely.
I never lied. I'd always say if I got a ticket, I'd say, listen, if I can tell you a good joke, will you lower it by about 10 miles an hour?
Well, my dad gave me the best advice I got. Well, his brother was a LAPD motorcycle cop. And he says, treat him like the professional he is, doing the job you hired him to do, and he'll be so tickled, he'll probably, you know, there's a good chance he'll cut you loose.
I was never cut loose ever, but I even had a cop say to me once, we were chatting and I was telling jokes and we were just having this guy. He said, you know, you're the nicest person I've ever pulled over.
I said, as he wrote you the ticket, right?
I said, well, maybe you don't want to give me this. He said, I have to tell you the truth. I don't want to give you this, but I'd already started filling out before I found out how nice a guy you were.
I remember driving past a scene where LAPD had pulled over my best friend's smoking hot, dazzling redhead fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And as I rode by, I was watching, obviously, and she was putting on the she was, you know, what do you call it when they do that with the eyelashes?
Yeah, give them the flutter there.
Oh, man. And she wasn't like that. But at that moment, she was all of that. And I saw her a couple of days later and said, how'd that thing go with that LAPD guy? I said, oh, he didn't write me a ticket. They never write me a ticket. She was just too damn good looking to write a ticket to.
My wife got stopped in Fresno. She was going to go into a school over there. She was attending a special school. And she got stopped by a cop. And she was like, you know, the cop comes up to the window and she goes, she had the Miata. And she goes, I'm not speeding. I've never had a ticket my whole life. And he goes, no, you weren't speeding. And she goes, then what am I being pulled over for? And the cop was like, well, you know, we have this Miata club that maybe you'd like to join. It's like, what the heck is that?
Did she join?
Oh, she was not a happy person in the whole wide world, let me tell you.
Yeah.
She was not a happy person. This cop was pulling this malarkey, you know.
My sister had a girlfriend who was just drop dead. She was Rose Queen 66.
Mm-hmm.
Drop dead beautiful. And she would actually get pulled over because the cop wanted to meet her.
Well, look what just happened.
I said, dude, out in the, you know, good luck with that.
Remember this? remember.
How do you bring this conversation around from, I'm going to write you a ticket to, you want to go to dinner Friday night?
Right. You know what? Look what this just happened, remember, with a cop. And he had looked up the woman's address on a ticket that he had issued and then called her. And this became a big to-do.
They had to be so careful.
Yeah, that's really crazy.
Because there's so many people that are always looking for the bad among cops.
Right.
I could so not do that job.
Yeah.
And a guy I knew in high school, when I was driving for Bob's Big Boy, and I happened to go to a donut shop, and there was Terry being interviewed by two uniformed officers, you know. So I don't even make any facial recognition or nothing. I just walk over to the donut window, you know. And he comes over to me and says, hey, Gary, long time no see. I just got out of the Marines. Long time no see, man. What's been happening? What's up? And I says, why didn't you say hi? He says, well, I didn't know what name you gave those cops, you know. I didn't know what was going on with it.
You know, cops are like
oh,
cars.
Oh, no, I'm LAPD.
Interesting. Cops
and
are,
I go, nah.
Cops are like cars.
And the two cops both crack up because they had to know that he had just told me he was a cop.
That, you know, cops to me are like, I have a good friend that sells Hondas over at Sunset Honda Gym, and nicest man in the whole wide world, and nicest man when he sells cars. I mean, he's just a nice guy.
He's a car salesman.
Yeah, but yet he says, you know, the thing I've had to always get used to is the moment somebody meets you, they hate you, or before they even get a word out of your mouth.
They expect you to be cheating them.
Well, yeah, and he said, what's sad is he said, you can tell the difference if you get somebody first. Before somebody's screwed with them, then he said, then you have a wonderful experience. But he said, the moment they've been somebody else placed somewhere else first and they've been messed with, then, you know, it's just
they're
just
got the guard up.
And I think cops are the same way. I think most people encounter police, you know, because of there's something wrong. Either they've, you know, committed some crime, they've committed a moving violation, whatever it may be, and that's why they're talking to a cop. So it's interesting for me because I look at it, and most of my contact with police has always been for charities and stuff in San Luis, you know what I mean? And so it's always been very positive stuff.
Yeah, something Jerry Lenthal shared with me is, you know, cops are trained and they are expert at reading people. And when you encounter a citizen who is hostile because you're a cop,
yeah,
that makes that person an interesting person. Somebody you want to look into a little more closely because he's almost certainly engaged in illegal activities. That's why he hates cops.
Well, you know what hasn't been said very much about this, but I mean, as far as I know, I was the first one to say it, but who cares who's the first one? But I really mean it. This police officer that got involved with the young girl down in Santa Maria
was shot by his buddy. Tragic.
Well, no, but here's what I believe.
That guy was a twisted cop.
Well, here's the problem, though. I mean, here's the thing.
problem. It's not a problem. You know, he shot his weapon, but he's a cop. I mean, if he wanted to hit somebody, he could have hit somebody, and he didn't. So I call it
death by cop.
That's right, death by cop.
And it worked. And I just found out recently from something the Santa Maria Times had or whatever, he was wearing his vest. There's something wrong there, you know, because the other officer is firing a perfectly legal 9mm. It's not supposed to penetrate the Kevlar. And what a heartbreak for that guy. He was his best friend. He was best man at his wedding like 3 months earlier or something.
Well, but here's another weird part of that story. My impression is that the 17-year-old girl who was like a cadet or something.
Yeah, she was a Cop Scout.
Okay, whatever.
Explorer.
Cop Scout.
Kind of thing.
So anyway, but she was there.
And, well, what had happened was she had shared with an older lady officer. She was, I'm just extrapolating.
Okay.
She was ticked because the guy got married and she thought he loved her. And she shared with a grandmotherly police officer that she'd been dating that guy. And evidently she hadn't had sufficient training to understand that police officers are mandated reporters. If something like that comes to your attention, you have to report it. And so she did.
Yeah.
So the older grandmotherly police officer was sent out to that DUI checkpoint to pick her up and bring her in to be interviewed by the overhead. And then the lieutenant in command of the DUI checkpoint told the assembled officers, because that was curious, you know, yeah, there's an investigation and she's involved in the investigation. Not really. That lieutenant didn't even know the investigation was a statutory rape investigation, and certainly not realizing that one of the officers he was speaking to was the statutory rapist.
I thought they...
And that's why the guy went so crazy. And so they have her down at the police station, and her phone starts going off with texts from this officer trying to influence a witness. Don't tell him nothing. Or I don't know what he said.
Yeah.
And that's why they went out to pick him up on scene, because they assumed he was probably going to go look her up. What a disaster. That was a wrong cop.
Now, here's the thing.
I was a wrong cop.
All right, here's an interesting thing. I've been in the military, but I've never been in the pseudo-militaristic part of police work and fire work and all that. So I'll ask you outright your opinion. Obviously, there seems to be a lot of angst against the chief down there. I'm not sure I understand why.
Because he's the chief.
Huh?
Because he's the chief.
Okay. I mean, people are saying, well, why didn't they wait till he got off duty? But according to what you're saying...
Because he was texting the victim.
Yeah, other people had testified that there was a situation that was not good that was going on, and so the thing to do was to make sure that they were able to stop him as soon as possible.
Because he is obviously desperate.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what everybody's mad at the chief about, but okay.
Well, like I say, I could never be a policeman because I don't have the kind of self-control that is necessary.
I can attest to that about you.
There is a... Yeah.
and Trish can, too. So there's two of us right there.
She's only suspicious. She can't prove nothing.
Tell
Miss Nancy hi. And tell her I'd never write her a ticket.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, Mr. Bill.
Talk to Gary.
Be well.
One of the most distinctive voices in popular music, Bob Skaggs. Bob Skaggs, live in concert. February 23rd, Chumash Casino Resort. Bob Skaggs, playing all the hits from his brilliant career. Bob Skaggs. February 23rd, Chumash Casino Resort. The show you don't want to miss. Reserve seats are on sale now at Club Chumash, ChumashCasino.com, or call 1-800-585-3737. An evening with Bob Skaggs.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the slow promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Hey, all you Java lovers out there in Radio Land. It's a new year, and that means resolutions are made, and resolutions will be broken. I can tell you about a resolution that was made decades ago that's never been broken, and that's the folks at Slow Roasted Coffee. They made a vow to always keep their standards high, no matter what. That means you'll taste the difference for yourself when you drink Slow Roasted Coffee. That's because your friends at Slow Roasted Coffee continue to provide their loyal customers with the freshest, highest quality coffee priced right in order to earn your continued loyalty. In case you don't already know it, you can enjoy this fine Java at work. Just call Slow Roasted Coffee and let them know you'd like your workplace set up with hot brew pots and slow roasted coffee, which will, of course, perk up the staff. All puns intended. Slow Roasted Coffee, your neighbors and friends.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest picture you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter, get hooked.
You're now in Bill Benica's world, where talk is cheap.
Talk is cheap right here. Right here, right now. Bill Benica. Let me give you a phone number in case you'd like to call and talk. We got carried away there for a little bit. It happens. 786-2578. That's 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340. 1-866-937-1340. We didn't get to the accusations, and we should, because his son Chris is a Boy Scout leader, but now we have Boy Scouts, you know, being finger pointing and bad things. And then there's another teacher in L.A. finger pointing bad things. All right, let's see what else is happening in our world today. Well, there's a hideous story about this a guy that was a serial killer, and he was in cahoots with another serial killer who eventually killed himself. But anyway, but they're digging up all these people's remains in the valley. Enough of that one. Here's actor Zac Efron, Mr. Aurora Grandy, and he's in the he's one of the voices in the Lorax film, the new cartoon coming out with Lorax. That are leading the voices are Danny DeVito, Ed Helms, Taylor Swift, and those people. Then here's I got a kick out of this. I'm doing the gossip before we do the news. Lindsay Lohan's next gig, Saturday Night Live host. Does Lindsay Lohan kind of realize that people are sort of poking fun at her? Does she understand that? Okay. Oh, wait, then we got to get to another story here. This other story. Let's do this first. No, because it won't happen. Okay. Okay. You know Jeremy Lin, who is just having a great season right now, and he's and playing like crazy. And so what happened was this guy. Let me get the writer's name. I can play this, but I'm not gonna play. So here's what it is. Anthony Federico. So he wrote a headline because they lost, the Knicks lost. He wrote a headline that said, a chink in the armor. And this guy's Chinese, you know, this guy, Jeremy Lin. So then he said, well, I didn't mean anything bad by that. Yes, you did. Otherwise, there'd be no reason to say it. Do you know what I mean? A chink in the armor? What are you talking about? There'd be no reason to say such a thing. You could say the team lost. You could say Jeremy had a bad night. A chink in the armor. Anyway, so he lost his job. Somebody else at ESPN lost their job. And they should. And then to come back and say, well, I didn't mean anything bad by it. You know, yes, you did. So anyway, that's enough of that. Stephen Colbert is going to return to the Colbert Report tonight. His mother, who is 91 years old, has been ill, and that's why he was not there.
All right. Other things are going on. Here's what's happening at the box office this weekend. Safe House was number one with $24 million. Number two, The Vow. Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance did $22 million. This is one of those things that Nick Cage does, you know, make a couple extra bucks, and then and it'll be good for 1 week. Journey to the Mysterious Islands continues to do okay at $20 million in fourth place. This Means War at $17.6 million. Star Wars Episode One: The Phantom Menace in 3D did number six place. Chronicle did 7.5. The Woman in Black as eighth place and did 6.6. The Secret World of Arrietty is number nine. And The Gray is still out there fighting and chawing and gnawing and whatever at $3 million, number 10. So that's what happened over the weekend at that. And plus, Lindsay, what's her name? Whitney Houston was buried. They have a funeral. Okay. All right. Here's the Octagon Barn. This is a really neat picture. This is a picture of the big puddle in front of the Octagon Barn, and it's there's a picture of the barn and the puddle. I like who did that. David Middlecamp, good friend. Land Conservancy, because they've been working on this barn, you know, forever and ever and ever. And the Land Conservancy wants to turn the historic barn into a museum, the Octagon Barn. The conservatory intends to convert the 111-year-old structure to an agriculture museum with events and meeting spaces. It is unknown how much the proposed changes would cost. Among the elements the group proposes for the barn and adjacent areas are the historic barn would house an event center. The proposal in the county staff report limits the number of events to 100 a year, with no more than 200 people per event. Yeah, you couldn't fit more than 200 people in the thing anyway. A separate milking parlor would include a museum, classroom space, and a community room that would accommodate docent tours, community group meetings, corporate retreats, and other activities. It could include solar panels. They also want to put up a windmill and a separate 1,000-square-foot general-purpose building for storage that also would provide four bathroom stalls, which I think would be convenient if you have 200 people there and they have to go whiz, and then 112 parking spaces, even though there are going to be 200 people, and then outdoor spaces for children's activities, gardens, and a corral for milking demonstrations. Oh. And they need a cow, right? You have to have a cow, because it didn't mention that. You got to have a cow to milk it. All right, so that's what they're thinking about with the Octagon Barn, which I think it's a fun spot. The film is so many people put so much time and energy and effort and their own money into it, and a lot of contractors and stuff, and they deserve a huge pat on the back, I'd say, because they deserve something totally cool. All right, what other things are going on? Well, I didn't have anything earth-shattering going on, you know, earth-shattering. We have the usual stuff going on with Israel and Iran, and now, where is the story? Let me get you this story. Oh, here it is. Iran cuts oil sales to France and Britain. However, they've reduced their oil imports down to 3% from Iran, so they're not that concerned about it. Of course, oil prices are jumping up. Gas prices are going crazy. The U.S. and Britain on Sunday urged Israel not to attack Iran's nuclear program as the White House National Security Advisor arrived in the region, reflecting growing international jitters. The Israelis are poised to strike in their warnings. Both the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, and British Foreign Secretary Wim Hague said an Israeli attack on Iran would have grave consequences for the entire region. Of course, you know, Israel has a great deal of concern about grave consequences to Israel if they don't do something. And you can understand, you know, it's in their backyard. So they're a little bit more nervous than everybody else is. Now, we can say we're nervous about it. We can say we really don't want to have a nuclear Iran at this point. But, you know, what really has to concern the Israelis is what's concerning the Israelis is they're right there. And then here's the gut senators, McCain and Graham, say they would think they should help arm Syrian rebels. I would rather do what we did in Libya, you know, with the UN airstrikes. I'll be honest with you. I think that something has to be done to stop the slaughter of these people. I think it's absurd. But the idea of arming anyone has always could backfire so badly, and it's why we didn't do it in Egypt and we didn't do it anywhere else. And we didn't do it in Lebanon. We didn't actually arm them. So that's not. It's just a bad idea. I'm sorry. I think it's a bad idea. That's what we don't need. That's my idea. And then next hour we'll get in this whole thing about the Supreme Court's going to examine the constitutionality of the Stolen Valor Act. That means you claim you did something or was awarded something when you never were. And is it freedom of speech or not? Not.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. What will Israel do about Iran? It's still an open question with a ticking clock. because Israel says unquestionably no country has more to lose from a nuclear-armed Iran than they do.
U.S. National Security Advisor Tom Donilon reportedly urged Israeli leaders not to attack Iran. Israeli spokesman Mark Regev says there's room for maneuver.
We want to prevent Iran from going nuclear. President Obama has the same position. We want to work together to forward that goal.
But with Iran threatening to wipe the Jewish state off the map, Israel has not ruled out military action on its own. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Gasoline prices rising along with crude with the tension surrounding Iran. The pump is already pinching.
Now when I fill up my tank, I wonder if I want to hand them $60 if it's going to be enough.
There are predictions of $5 gasoline in some cities by the end of May.
My concern here is that oil prices will stay high and we do run the risk of recession.
That's Stephen Shork, an oil expert.
This nascent economic recovery runs the risk now of being killed in the cradle.
Russia, China, and Iran are showing support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, and Iranian warships have docked on the Syrian shore. The U.S. wrestles with position. Should the U.S. arm the rebels? In Cairo, Egypt today, visiting Republican Senator John McCain said there are ways to get weapons to them. There are channels. The Red Cross wants both sides to take a break.
We are neutral. We're purely humanitarian. We talk to all the parties involved, whether they're on government side or on any other side, with an ambition to be able to deliver humanitarian services as much as possible.
Bijan Farnoudi at the International Red Cross says there are many wounded people who need help, and they work a lot better when they aren't ducking bullets and mortars. Now listen to this sound from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Sounds like, and it is, wet, sloppy, heavy snow. A wide swath of the southeast, Kentucky and Tennessee, the Virginias and North Carolina got dumped on, but it'll pass. It's 50 degrees in Charlotte now, 51 in Knoxville. A new approach to treating childhood asthma is working in Boston. Dr. Elizabeth Woods at Children's Hospital.
With enhanced care and a more personalized approach to care, that we are able to demonstrate a 68% reduction in emergency department visits and almost 85% reduction in hospitalizations.
The big change is house calls. Home visits to kids with asthma helps keep them out of hospitals. Now we know the weekend prison riot in Monterrey, Mexico, involved the hyper-violent Zetas drug cartel. Officials say they had help from prison guards as they murdered 44 members of a rival cartel in the prison and escaped. 30 inmates got away. All of them were Zetas. This is CBS News.
Hey there. You've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-861-7555. That's 1-800-861-7555. 1-800-861-7555.
O ye who are married, beware the hasty text.
Divorce lawyers report a sharp increase in the number of cases using evidence from cell phones, specifically text messaging.
When you have it in writing, it's much more powerful than when it's some verbal exchange that nobody can prove took place.
Attorney Ken Altshuler advises,
don't text your spouse, because you're going to see it in court, and it's going to come out different than you intended it, and you won't even recognize how bad it is until you see it in front of a judge.
Email and Facebook allow the sender to rethink, rewrite, or delete. It is immediate, but once you hit send on a text, it is impossible to make changes. Damage is done. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
She's almost 14 and walking again. Tegan Martin, or Marty, uses a walker for now, but some doctors said she never would. She fell more than 10 stories from the terminal velocity ride at Extreme World in the Wisconsin Dells, July of 2010. Her pelvis was smashed, spine broken. She's from Parkland, Florida. She's back in Madison visiting American Family Children's Hospital, where they put her together. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
You
too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. No one knows how to keep your Buick at its best like the Buick Certified Service Experts. Get an oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends March 31st, 2012. Excludes full synthetic oil. More than 6 quarts of oil extra. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Talking to you.
Hi, you're Bill. Thanks for joining me today. 1340 KYNS, your new station, and I appreciate you spending Monday with me, because Mondays are Monday-ish. You know what I'm saying? Weather's not too bad. A little chilly. It's supposed to get warmer this week. Don't ask me. That's what's going on. All right. Now, I'm trying to figure out the best way to do this story for you, because maybe if I just reboot it, maybe if I re-click on it, maybe that'll make it work better than me just trying to start it. So here's the deal. You may have heard three skiers lost their lives. As a matter of fact, three skiers in one incident, a snowboarder in another incident lost his life due to avalanches. And so here they were in a place that they were told, you know, this is not a safe place to be. You know, they already knew it kind of thing. And so so this is the interesting thing. So professional snowboarder Michelle Heitner, I guess it is. Survived an avalanche, right? Credited she had a special emergency airbag backpack that she was wearing. Now, if you're going to go, fooling around where the avalanches are, and all that makes a lot of sense to me, and this thing really worked well for her. We'll have a narration about it any moment.
Work. So let me take you back to an incident. This is last month, a ski slope in Colorado, and that is, you see, she's teeny tiny on the slope there, but this is snowboarder Mish Hittner. She's caught right in the middle of this avalanche. Start to see the snow pouring down on her, but she, too, had one of these, avalanche devices, pulls the ripcord, inflates one of these airbags. She dusted herself off and walked away. Mish Hittner is on the phone now with me from Breckenridge, Colorado, and Mish, I can't say I've ever been in your shoes, but I do have the Cliff's Notes version. I guess it's kind of how this bag works. Can you just talk me through this? Tell me how it sounds like it saved your life.
Well, you know, like she said, avalanches happen very fast and they progress very quickly. These are people who knew what they were doing. They're in a safe zone. I think this season's really redefining the word safe.
So going from there and speaking about these avalanches that are happening, I mean, how many, is it seconds that you have to yank this ripcord?
Once I can only speak for myself, but once I felt the snow take out my legs, I knew I was in an avalanche, obviously, and I had to pull it.
So what did it feel like? What does that sensation feel like once you pull the cord?
It really was quite gentle. I know that sounds odd, but it felt like it was keeping my head above the snow just by providing, like, a huge cushion basically for me to lie back on. It's really just an amazing piece of technology.
So with folks like you, the group we just mentioned in Washington State, if you are skiing out of bounds, and you mentioned the season seems to be increasingly unsafe, obviously it's smart to have one of these devices, but is it mandatory?
You know what? I would say the smartest thing to do this year would be to not go at all. As you can see, it doesn't matter how educated you are. Like, avalanches don't care. I would say it couldn't hurt to have one. I think they're wonderful.
Okay. All right. So anyway, so there was the deal right there. So they have a special airbag, and it pops up kind of behind your head, and it keeps your head above the snow as you're avalanched. So, and obviously three people didn't have them. They actually got to the people. They got them out of the snow, and they tried to perform a mouth-to-mouth resuscitation stuff, but they were not able to save them. So that's why I just stay on the regular slopes. I think it's probably just me.
Hi, this is Gail Mueller of Mueller & Mueller Attorneys at Law. Melvin and I have tried advertising in many medias, and I've got to tell you, advertising on Radio Central Coast has been very effective for us. The weeks we are on the air, the phones ring, and when we're not, they don't. It's that simple. The team at Radio Central Coast cares about my business, and they do everything they can to make it successful. They go the extra mile for us in all areas of marketing our business, just like we do for our clients. We are defense attorneys who believe in following through with our clients, and that is what we get here using Radio Central Coast. We're presently sending our messages out on Wild 106, The Beach, and K-Pig Radio. We highly recommend Radio Central Coast. If you're ever in need of experienced, compassionate criminal defense attorneys, call us at 546- 877-227-2200. If you want your business to grow, then call Radio Central Coast.
Give Radio Central Coast a call today, 786-2570. We have advertising for all budgets.
That's right. I just all of a sudden sort of took off on me. I don't know where it came. It just sort of started, and then there were Mueller were there, and I was like, okay, fine, I'll be quiet. All right, here's the thing here. I don't want to be quiet about this because Spencer's Fresh Markets has some great deals for you, and you have until tomorrow to pick up on these. And I'm trying to get you to try one of these. I'm trying to get you to try it. Buy two. Baja Filet, Spencer's Baja Filets, or you can get T-tip for $3.99 a pound. But either one, you're going to like them both. And I again, it's hard. It's like, you know, if somebody said describe a tri-tip to you as far as flavor, you'd be a sirloinish sort of kind of. And then if I said to you a Baja Filet, be kind of sirloinish sort of kind of tri-tippy-ish. Yummy. I don't know. They're very good, though, I can tell you that. Whole frying chickens are just 99 cents a pound, and pork shoulder country style pork ribs are just $1.59 a pound. This is the Prairie Fresh jobs. Do me just one time. If you only did it once, buy Prairie Fresh pork product and eat it, and tell me that you don't think it's as good a pork as you ever had. I don't know anything about how they do pork. You know, I've only seen a couple of pigs in my whole life, and I was at the Penn State Fair. But they make them fresh and on the prairie there. All right, other things are going on. Wait, I was looking at this. Oh, wait, here it is. Right here. IGA Preserves. Don't forget they're an IGA store, Independent Grocers Association, so you can save yourself a ton of dough on generic stuff. And 18-ounce jars of preserves, apricot, strawberry, raspberry, 2 for $4. So you can get those. I'm not crazy about that. Oh, and here's Marie Callender. Entrees or pot pie, 2 for $5. That's $2.50 a holler. That's not bad either. All right. Other things going on. They have ground turkey, one of my least favorite things in the whole wide world, but you might love it, at $2.99 a pound for a one-pound package. There you get $2.99 a pound. And then other things are going on here. Let me tell you what else they have. Oh, they got porterhouse or T-bone steaks for $7.99 a pound. And they have Spencer's Own Italian sausage for just $2.99 a pound. It goes with just about anything in the whole wide world, to tell you the truth. Service Deli's got great things going on with Boar's Head imported Swiss cheese and Gold Rush cheddar or Jack cheese. They've got creamy potato salad and macaroni salad, just $1.49 a pound. Crunchy potato wedges, 99 cents a pound. It's a good place to go for lunch. If you haven't had lunch yet, it's a good place to go get yourself a sandwich or whatever you want, some salads, and they got a fountain drink for you and everything. So go to 5 Spencer's on the Central Coast and take care of biz, because for your groceries and for your lunch, it's the place to be. In Morro Bay, Atascadero, Aurora, Grande, Santa Maria, and San Luis Obispo, Spencer's, where freshness is local. If you've seen John Spencer on TV, can I just say this? His smile's much nicer in person, but, you know, you get a little nervous because it's television. People aren't used to the camera. You can tell he's a nice man, though. All right. Other things are going on. Other things are in the news. Okay, so here, let's talk about this issue that we talked about this before the news. High Court to examine constitutionality of the Stolen Valor Act. Justices will consider law that makes lying about military service and medals a crime. So this has gone back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. This is over a guy, and this is Alvarez versus the U.S. Supreme Court. But anyway, he said he had a medal behind this guy and all kinds of other things, and he had nothing. He had nothing, nothing, nothing there. So here's how they sort of look at it. One is when you do the impersonating someone else, that's fraud, not freedom of speech, according to one of the people. Three-judge panel of the United States Court of Appeals in San Francisco struck down the law as an unconstitutional restraint of free speech and said the government might instead invest in the awards database but make it harder for people to lay claim to medals they never won. Last month, the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver upheld the law in a separate case, saying the First Amendment does not always protect false statements. Because you're making a false statement. You're doing it right here. You're impersonating someone else in a way. That's a fraud. I don't know if you're impersonating someone else, you're impersonating yourself, having accomplished something that you didn't accomplish. Okay, so you might be obviously know how I feel about it, but not from my standpoint, you know, and that's a big deal, but there's people that have risked life and limb and lost both in the interest of serving the country, and some schmuck does that, so I'm waiting to stand. Now, here's the scouts. Judge oversees a lawsuit brought by the family of a California boy molested by his troop leader in 2007. Has ordered the Boy Scouts of America to hand over confidential files detailing allegations of sexual abuse by scout leaders around the nation. And we had them around the nation. Not surprising, though. I mean, understand something. And that does, but please don't put every Boy Scout leader under suspicion. Don't put every coach under suspicion because somebody's caught as a coach that does something. Don't put every teacher under suspicion because it's not fair. But you take this huge number of people that are dealing with children, and like it or not, that's part of the deal. You know, the least desirable of all of us are drawn to the service of, you know, the children, so to speak, and that's not what they're there for. So we tried to vet as much as possible, I'll tell you, and it only backfired. It's, I was only there for 2 years, but yeah, 2 years. But I was with Big Brothers of Los Angeles. You know, we had one incident that happened, which was pretty amazing. Out of case, how many people we have? We're serving 1,000 kids, 1,000 families. So we thought, you know, you do the best you can, but you can't always catch people. Other things are going on. Senators, here's our Santorum's ahead in the polls, and here's a man that's, he says what he has to say on his mind. You know, he follows a certain path. Work has gone smoothly on the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge. The westbound direction of the bridge was open Sunday night, well ahead of Tuesday morning's expected opening. The upper deck or westbound direction of San Francisco was closed Friday night, so crews could realign the roadway, put down new asphalt, and do other work. You know what? You got a bridge, and they're telling you they have to realign it. Kind of makes you go, say what? How you do? How's that work?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Other people in the news today. The success of Rupert Murdoch's scandal shattered news of the world newspaper, News of the World newspaper, will be again publication in a week's time. Senior News Corp executives said Sunday. The Sun on Sunday will replace the top-selling News of the World, which was closed in July after revelations that members of its staff routinely hacked into cell phones. And did you hear what they just said about the legality thing? You're going to get sued. You're going to go for the divorce. And your spouse can use text messages against you in ways that you never even imagined until you were into getting a divorce. Yeah. Other things are going on. Other things that are happening with other people and why they're happening and what they're trying to say. Here's a new article, a new person writing an article. Suzanne, let me make sure I say her name right. Suzanne Davis is a new a writer for the Tribune, as far as I know. And she's happily retired and living in South County with her husband and three dogs. And she wrote a column, it's called Greetings from Old People Camp. And so our aging bird ring. So what she just talks about is as you get older, and I remember my grandmother just adored birds. She'd spend all day. She could just look out the window at the birds. And I like birds. I don't know why. I don't want one in the house, like, but I see them out there jumping around. It's okay. Anyway, but so just as you get older and more addled, you sort of, All right. I tend to try to stay out of this fray because I believe that people who want to exercise their religious freedoms do so in whatever manner they choose, and I don't want to say anything about, you know, what doctrine is. It's not up to me to decide what church doctrine is regardless of religion. Other people, however, have been getting pretty riled up. Leadership has a pattern of being seduced and controlling the masses, as opposed to guiding spiritually. Let's try again. As opposed to guiding spiritually, guidance is not the same as dictating. It is well known in Catholic communities that the Vatican stance on birth control is weak and widely ignored by Catholics who see the health benefits of mindful reproduction. The Vatican is aware of the dissent and has chosen to be condescending and autocratic on this issue. This may sound harsh, but the Vatican leadership has been demonstrating a lack of understanding regarding human sexuality for many years, possibly hundreds of years. A group of human beings choose to insulate itself from the reproductive system that God provided. Some problems are avoided and others are created. First, you have a situation here with human beings, you know. And so at least once a month, a woman's able to conceive. But if she's not in the mood, see, this is why we have a will. We have what's called the will, and the control of ourselves. And so during that period of time, they might say, "Well, I'm not in the mood," you know. And so if we were supposed to be like other mammals, you know, we'd go on. What are they going to heat once a year? Yeah, fine. It seems that with our population just burgeoning out of control, which it is, and will continue to do so, that it would seem that this doctrine could possibly stand some new scrutiny. I don't think we're supposed to be fruitful and multiply until we multiplied ourselves in extinction. Were we? Maybe. I didn't know the big plan. Yeah. Now here's, remember I told you, when the guys, people have written in the past, be it a guy Marvin Sousa used to do it, then this James Cushing guy does it, they write about symphonies. And I couldn't do it in a million years. I could not put thought to paper about listening to a symphony. I can either say, you know, I've always liked that symphony, or that's really a cool symphony, or I didn't, you know, I'm not that big on that symphony. You know, because you figure you'd be surprised, and you know, you've been around on the planet for a while, how many symphonies you've actually heard. It's probably more than you imagine. So if somebody's performing one, you know, you can say, oh yeah, I've always liked that, or I never liked that, or whatever you can. But to try to describe it in two columns of text in a newspaper to me is, I don't know how anybody does. Anyway, Jenny from the Pomo said, I always find myself drawn to James Cushing's music reviews and often reread them. I sometimes even save them. I've meant to write many times in complimentary gratefulness for his thoughtful reviews, but after the scathing response from Jill Anderson of Shell Beach on February 15th, I was nudged to respond promptly and positively to Mr. Cushing's musical and literary gifts to our community. There you are. So for those that get it, you know. Now here's the Kathleen Parker Day. She's writing about the golden rule of civility. You know, she says, are we less civil now than we used to be? Yes. I think it's hard to. She says no. She just thinks the media, you know, promotes it and all that kind of stuff. But and she even mentions right here. She says, here's a good example. She says, no one I ever knew dropped the F-bomb. The worst children heard was an occasional hell or damn, usually following an incident involving a badly aimed hammer. When I was young, I have to admit, I never ever heard anything besides hell or damn. Nobody ever, you know, give anybody the finger and some of this other stuff that goes on. Anyway, she's saying, I just think the golden rule could use some burnishing. But she says she thinks that people are basically the same to each other. Or she has been possibly laid up for some time. I'm a problem. Because I don't know how you get that. Yeah, I don't know where you come up with that. You can't. Then they had, here was another article, because somebody raised heck about the flower industry and saying, you know, you can't get carnations at Cal Poly. You used to be able to get carnations all the time. And so Virginia Walter is a professor in the Horticulture and Crop Science Department at Cal Poly. She said, listen, you know, we've learned that you have to be much more diverse. You know, that's the whole idea of going to Cal Poly, is to learn about what's going on in the modern floral world. And what they found out is people need, she has things here I can't even pronounce, but I can do some of them. Snapdragons, delphiniums, lilies, sorry, my other fresh flowers. And she says people seem to like these arrangements that are a mixed bag. And so she said this idea of just having carnations, which this person was complaining about at Valentine's Day, says this doesn't work. She said we still have carnations, but we firmly believe it is our responsibility to teach students not only to be job ready, but also to be prepared to become leaders in agriculture. While we could easily grow greenhouses full of carnations, we have perfect climate for it. We would be doing both our students and our constituents, the California taxpayers, a disservice by doing so. So forget your darn carnations, buddy. Want carnations? Get some milk. That's what I'm telling you about right there. Other than that, just leave it on. All right, see what else we got. Oh, that's like the things played early, so that kind of threw me for a loop there. Let's get back to Chris Botti and have another tune from him if we can.
Thank you.
One for my baby and one more for the road. These days you have to be talking about 7-Ups or sarsaparillas or something if you're saying that. Really, otherwise you're going to be in trouble. All right. Now that we talked about this interchange between police officers and yourself. Yeah. That's one you don't want. All right. Kobe Bryant's a little bit torqued off. You know, they're talking about trading away Gasol. And yet it's kind of like it's this up in limbo thing. And he's like, you know, could you just, you know, it ruins the whole team's whole way to play when we have a guy that doesn't know where he's going to be tomorrow. And why don't you get on the stick, you know, which maybe we can extrapolate that over to the last couple of seasons for the Dodgers and all the mayhem they've gone through. There's a big, huge conglomerate of people that are trying to get that whole thing put together. Haas wins the playoff with a long putt and pulls one out of his ear. Other things are going on. There's one other thing. Teammates preparing for the arrival of Mr. Albert Pujols today in Anaheim. And they're excited about that. Anaheim, they're really working. Angels are saying, here, we're going to start stacking this deck and see if we can get a team going. Good for them. Wow. Good for them. Good. I have everything down here. Let's see if I wrote something down here that I thought was important. Text divorce. We had Rihanna mad. And they had, this was basically a claim that women, if you are you getting a little belly fat, you know, getting a little of that, what do they call it, muffin top? It's because of your hormonal imbalance. Do men not get hormonal imbalances, or how does that work? That's what I want to know. Because there was an article just about that in the paper. Wait a second. I think I have it right here. Okay. So they say, because you can't possibly lose weight unless you get your hormonal imbalance out of in whack, you know, and they claim that they have the balancing act to do it. We have another pill thing in the news, too, by the way. This has to do with Los Osos. All right, let's talk about, now here's a weird thing, because when it really comes out, are we going to know the name of the right thing? Because, you know, they're working on, they've said they've come up with a diet pill that would actually be a diet, it would do exactly that. It would attack fat and shoot it down, you know, and be just thin and trim. And so we're all waiting, and we want to know what it's called. You know, not all this other hocus pocus they're throwing at us like funny hormones. Give me a break. All right, here we got this. All right, we've all had cars with a bunch of broken parts that get us where we want to go for years with no obvious problems. Does the human genome have the same tolerance for permanent damage? I'm sure mine's permanently damaged, I can tell. The answer is yes, we can still run. A new study estimates that the average person goes through life with 20 genes permanently out of commission. With each of us possessing about 20,000 genes, it means that 0.01% of our endowment is broken from the start. Wow. And if you have an older brother or sister, they might have broken some more of it before you ever came around. You know what I'm saying? So you don't know. Looks like. Okay. Then this, a couple of interesting thoughts here. Flu season's off to a late start. You know, the flu season, because it hasn't been winter yet. Nothing's right as far as the weather, so it's not been winter yet. So flu season's getting a late start. And then this was excited. The Cape Canaveral people got excited about this. Astronauts and robots have united in space with a healthy handshake. Now, the robot is already aboard. It's not like the robot arrived, you know, knocked on the front door, wiped his feet on a mat, and said, yo. Can I come into your crib? It's not like that. The robot was already aboard the space station, and so the people on the ground played with it, and they got to shake another person's hand, a human being's hand. So they're pretty excited about that. A cheer went up in the control room in Huntsville, Alabama. They've had these mechanical hands for quite some time, haven't they? Yeah, there must be something I don't know. So that's the part I hate when I don't know stuff. So here, I'm going to be sarcastic. The Help wins big at the NAACP Awards, which stands for the National Association and Advancement of Chocolate People. It must, because no one would call a black person a colored person anymore. So that's the only reason I think they keep NAACP, I guess. Good Lord. Okay, other things. Guess what? Cirque du Soleil is going to do one show only, like a one-timer for the Oscars. They're going to just do a special yitty-doodle.
And you know how cool they are. And for those of us that cannot afford to go to Vegas and pay to see them, this was going to be really special because they'll be right there on your television set performing in fabulous living color. I'm looking forward to that. I really am. All right. Now, here's now we have Vatican leakage. A scandal over leaked Vatican documents and reports of political infighting, financial mismanagement, and administrative chaos in the Holy See's frescoed halls have cast a cloud over the weekend ceremony to create 22 new cardinals. With Pope Benedict XVI slowing down as he nears his 85th birthday, and the ceremony, the other day, was taken on the aura of a pre-conclave summit. Reports abound in the Italian media of cardinals and their supporters jockeying for prominence ahead of the future papal election and a Vatican bureaucracy in disarray as Benedict focuses his waning strength on other matters. Boy, I'm glad I'm involved. All right. What am I going to do with it? Now here, I think it was last week, or the week before, Gary and I were talking about, remember they used to have the gold medallion home, it was the all-electric home, was the thing to have. Well, here at Trilogy at Monarch Dunes, where is that? Trilogy at Monarch Dunes. I have no idea. Okay, here's the thing. So they've got Shia Zero, the no electric bill home. What do you call a home that sets new standards for style, craftsmanship, livability, eco-friendliness, and makes your monthly electric bill vanish? Brilliant. Groundbreaking. Incredible. How about simply this? Shia Zero, that electric no bill. So they must have panels on the roof or something. Because you've got to use electricity somewhere. Because we haven't used gas-powered lamps in some time. All right. So same-sex marriage does well in Maryland, but not in Jersey. Chris Christie's not buying it. He says, you know, we already have rules that say that people that are domestic partners should have all the rights and privileges that married people have, and therefore we're going to review that without having to say that you can be married if you're, you know, the same sex. Because it's Jersey. You have to hold it's Jersey in there, see? I don't know. Not too progressive thinking there. Southern California congressman involved in the deadly San Bruno pipeline explosion in his bitter primary fight with another incumbent, saying he was wrong for his opponents to accept help from a political action committee that took money from PG&E. The question I suppose is this. Are there people, let's assume that in any presidential campaign or any other campaign, that there are people that are like their watchdogs, and so what they do is they see where all this, as best they can, because they might not even know, tell you the truth, as best they can, they can see if they can sort out where money's coming from so that they find out that they weren't, you know, supported by the Ku Klux Klan or something. Anyway, but this has to do with the PG&E and the San Bruno pipeline thing and all that, and... So to immediately tie a candidate to San Bruno pipeline explosion because of PG&E's errors there is reaching a tad, I would think. But what the heck? It's an election year. It's politics as usual. Faculty members at California University, where campus police pepper sprayed a group of peaceful Occupy protesters, and voted against a motion that would have expressed a lack of confidence in the ability of the school's chancellor to lead the campus. Members of the UC Davis Academic Senate had 2 weeks to vote on a motion that would have expressed no confidence in Chancellor Linda Cattay's leadership after the widely condemned pepper spraying incident. The final tally showed faculty members voted 697 to 312 against the motion, the official said. So they said, you know. It's kind of like one of these things about, you know, how far do you take the responsibility of somebody that does something that's totally bonehead? And you got a bonehead campus policeman, you know, or two, and you have those, and then you say, okay, well, isn't that the chancellor's fault? So sometimes they say yes, you know, sometimes they say yes. But in a lot of cases, it's kind of like the military. You know, the military, they don't, the Secretary of the Navy doesn't get fired if something happens to some seaman down the road there, you know, and he's caught in some scandal. They don't say, okay, we got to get rid of the President of the United States, he's Commander-in-Chief. That doesn't happen. What this is called is it's called insulation. That's what the programs that are in place for many, many types of services and businesses, educational, military, otherwise, are to put as many barriers in the way of the persons that are the most important so that they can have the underlings take the fall. In the case of the pepper spray thing, somebody should take a fall on that. I'll tell you that. I mean, hopefully, this the cops are not working. Who's ever had a campus police, but I think be somebody who might be on the way out the door. With you. I could be wrong, but that's who it should be, I think. Okay. Well, here we got more dicey stuff going on in the political realm. The tumultuous ethics case against Representative Maxine Walters of California took another strange turn Friday as six members of the House Ethics Committee recused themselves from sending the charges against her. Committee Chairman Joe Bonner said that all five of the panel's Republicans, including himself and one Democrat, were taking the unusual action of recusing themselves from further involvement in the long-running Waters case out of an abundance of caution and to avoid even the appearance of unfairness. Six new House members immediately were named to the bipartisan panel to consider all matters related to the Waters case. Waters, a L.A. political fixture since the 1970s, has been accused of intervening on behalf of a bank where her husband owned stock and served on the board. She has denied wrongdoing. The case has taken on greater importance for Waters, who is in line to succeed retiring Rep. Barney Frank as the top Democrat on the House Financial Services Committee. So not knowing, you know, not really knowing the facts, I'll remain silent about it. So, okay. It's an interesting thing, though, that people say, well, we would rather not take the... It's easier for us to recuse ourselves than take the responsibility of making a decision that's important here. What'd they say? This doesn't speak too well of it. Out of an abundance of caution and to avoid even the appearance of unfairness. In other words, if somebody's going to hang our fellow, you know, congressperson, we're going to let somebody else do it. So that's, yeah. I'm not saying that's cowardly. Yes, I am. Okay, other things going on. Other things are happening. Let's see if there's anything else cowardly going on. Well, certain things in Syria. Other people are going on. Tension flares between Pakistan and Afghanistan. The Taliban talks. Pakistan calls demand to turn over insurgents preposterous. Like, are you serious? Anyway, so they've got all the tribes and everybody reeling and screaming and the whole thing. It's time to come home. Josh Powell had, we don't want to get into it. Josh Powell had weird stuff on his computer, the guy that killed his two kids and himself. And he had, it was of a sexual nature. And so he had weird stuff on his computer. And so why that makes any difference at the moment, I have no idea. Everybody's dead. But I guess they want to tell us. Okay. They're jumping around all over today. I'm having trouble keeping track, and I apologize. Because we talked about the flu coming early. Flu studies to be published despite concerns. Research that made bird virus more deadly could be used by terrorists, some critics say. Now, the full details of recent experiments that made a deadly flu virus more contagious will be published probably within a few months, despite U.S. recommendations that some of the information be kept secret for fear that terrorists could use it to start epidemics. The announcement made Friday by the World Health Organization follows 2 months of heated debate about the flu research. That's it. Give him some help if you can. Why not? Massive cut could be felt on Mars. Lean Financial Times are prompting belt tightening far and wide, and now that extends to Mars and the rest of the solar system. President Barack Obama's proposed budget rather for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration for fiscal year 2013 would eliminate $300 million from the agency's Planetary Sciences Division, a 20% cut from the $1.5 billion it received in 2012. Though the budget plan released this week would preserve funding for high-profile projects like James Webb Space Telescope and manned space mission, scientists were alarmed by the size of the hit to relatively inexpensive programs and explore the solar system with high-tech robots that can now shake hands with any alien they encounter. The alien won't understand what they're doing, you know, grabbing their hand and pumping up and down, but people in Alabama and Huntsville are going to go, hey, is that cool or what? It's all one big circle. It all goes and comes around again. Other things. Okay. Now, we're talking about some of this, we're talking about state legislators, we're talking about local politics and local people that are on committees and stuff, and they take a per diem for that. And now they're saying in 2010, the legislators in California collected $3.1 million in per diems. And so the lawmakers who don't take per diems include Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg, Senator Lois Walk of Davis, Senator Ted Gaines of Roseville, Assemblyman Roger Dixon of Sacramento, Assemblywoman Beth Gaines of Roseville, and Assemblywoman Mariko Yamada of Davis. But other than that, everybody's taking the dough. Total cost of taxpayers for making the payments over the 4 days starting Friday, $65,000. And that's just for, you know, working over the long weekend here. And so, and it's like, well, what we, you know, if we don't work during the week, we might as well work over the long weekend and get some extra dough. So there you are right there. In 2010, per diem payments to lawmakers cost California taxpayers $3.1 million, enough money to educate 437 public school students in a year. In California, the Assembly and Senate typically meet in full session Mondays and Thursdays, but switch to the second floor session to Friday ahead of a holiday weekend. That ensures that lawmakers do not lose out on their per diems, which they are due as long as the legislature does not take a break more than 3 days. So they've okey-doked the system, as you can well imagine. I know that's not coming as a big surprise to you. I just thought I'd mention it. Okay. Let's see. This I told you we were going to get to, so let me re-click on it. So that it's going to take a sec, but we're going to get to what George Washington ate for breakfast. I'm serious. I don't know if they looked in the latrine or how they figured it out. But anyway, here we got it.
Salt, a little cayenne. This is our Louisiana version of what George was doing.
This is George Washington's 280th birthday celebration.
I start almost every morning with hoe cakes smothered in butter and honey.
We have four of D.C. area's best chefs cooking their tribute to George Washington.
And this is nothing we've ever done before.
So this is what George would have done had he been Cajun.
There you go. You're welcome. Enjoy. A little bacon on. You ready? Red onion and Granny Smith apples. And then we're drizzling a little bit of maple syrup. Best way is to eat it with your hand.
He wasn't
kind of
Cajun.
Taking the idea of what was on the farm? Onions,
what?
Bacon, maple syrup.
Yeah. This is delicious. It's very good.
I will tell you that there's some great imagination that is unfolding in front of you. I would have never considered combining some of the ingredients that have been included in them.
Apples, onions.
George Washington had these very painful dentures. It wouldn't have been easy for him to eat or talk. So these hoe cakes would have been the perfect breakfast.
You know, I have a sweet tooth. Well, I don't have any teeth left, actually, but I have a taste for sweets.
Very good. Very good. I have more coming, but here you go. Enjoy.
This is the first one I've had, but it's awesome.
Thank you very much. Okay, so that's President's Day, and that's it. Well, you should have seen the nasty-looking teeth. You ever seen his teeth? Ooh. Boy, they didn't look any good at all. Gotta tell you that. What did they use for denture grip back then? Now, we have one of our sponsors right here is Dr. Carol Phillips from Swiss Dental Center, which they didn't have. No, they didn't have it. So that's too bad, because the President of the United States could have been a lot better off. Our very first president, the father of our country, had a set of teeth. Look like they belong on a mule. All right, let's see what else we got here. Let's see if there's anything we haven't met. Israel, Zachariah. Israel, don't strike Iran. Yeah, okay, here we go. 30 escaped Mexico prison riot. You heard about that. It was the one gang killed all the other gang, along with the guards, helping them, and then they all escaped. And that's another game. Things don't really seem to be very, very under control. Is that the right way to say it? Is that fair to say it that way? Things don't seem to be very under control in Mexico in a lot of ways. All right. Other things going on. Is $4 gas coming soon? Yes. I didn't have to click on that. I can just tell you. Okay. What else is here? That was pretty much the whole enchilada right there about everything that's going on in our world. Let me make sure there's nothing else let's see if there's anything else I can tell you. Three Italian soldiers have died in Afghanistan, which we'll have to see now how Italy feels about that. Well, France said, we're out of here. You know, we'll see what happens when Italian soldiers are killed. Politics is more than I can take. And here's this headline that I want you to hear. Apple apps can't collect user contact. So I wanted just to let you hear that. Apple apps need explicit approval before collecting user contacts. How do they get explicit approval to do that? We're going to make it, let's see, Apple on Wednesday said it will start requiring mobile apps to get explicit permission from iPhone and iPad owners before the apps collect and store information about users' personal contacts. Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're not looking at them now.
Oh, yeah.
Enough of this Monday, I say. Hey, have a nice President's Day, whatever's left of you. Well, you don't, we don't, you know, if you get the day off, it was nice. But otherwise, have a nice President's Day. And then we'll get together again the day after President's Day tomorrow, which will be called Tuesday. And we'll talk then on Talk is Cheap, Your Friends and Neighbors Network with Bill Benneke. Until then, may your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benneke.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Flowers for my heart, tender words, and a gentle touch that says so much. This is how I've heard that love should always be. In one bright moment, I will see that all my dreams of love are just as love should be. I have dreamed that he his side. There'll be music in my head when I hear him say that he loves me now. And every day, this is how I've heard.